The Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Amud Beis, on top of the Yomid, teaches us, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'olam Yikanes Le'ir Adam, a person should always, who's traveling, enter the city, B'chi Toiv, when it's still light, V'yetze B'chi Toiv, and should also leave the city while it's still light. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Atem lo teitzu ish mepesach boiker, ish mepesach beisoy." Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael when they were leaving Mitzrayim that the best time to leave is in the morning. Tosfos here, the Ramaskal Olam quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam made an interesting observation. He says, you usually leave the city and then get to another city. Yet our Gemara speaks about entering the city before leaving the city. So therefore, explains the Rabbeinu Tam, that our Gemara is speaking about a very specific situation. That only if you're coming from a different city, you're traveling from your city to another city, and you don't know the city that you're visiting that well, therefore you have to make sure to enter that city when it's the light. And the same goes for when you leave the city, you have to be careful to leave when it's the light, because you're not familiar with that city that you're leaving as you were our guest. But if you're leaving from a city where you live, that you're familiar with the roads in your city, then you can leave even when it's night. And he brings a raya. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Dal Amud Aleph, says Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvus, but you don't have to, even though Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvus, you only have to do so in the morning. What's the raya? V'yashkim Avram Baboiker. Avram only left to go do the Akeid in the morning, not earlier. Says Rabbeinu Tam, what's the raya? Maybe Avram Avinu only left in the morning because what we just learned in our Gemara, because lo'olam yetzei b'chi toiv, you only should leave when it's the light. The answer is that Avram Avinu left from the city where he lived. Since Avram Avinu left from the city that he lived in, there's no reason for him to leave. He could leave even when it's dark. Why didn't he leave, therefore, when it's dark? It must be that even though it's Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvus, it only begins by day. Tosfos quotes the Ri, who says that the fact that the Gemara mentioned the leaving before, the entering before the leaving, is not a compelling raya. We find other places in Shas that the Gemara uses that type of language, and it's not an issue. What is the machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and Ri? There's a very fundamental machloikis. The Ri holds that the reason one has to be careful only to travel when it's light is because of mazikim. The issue of mazikim makes no difference if you're traveling from your own city or from another city. Rabbeinu Tam, however, says the issue is because you're not familiar with the road. Since you're not familiar with the road, so therefore, the halacha is only if you're indeed not familiar with the road do we have such an issue. Otherwise, not. This machloikis is relevant to another shaila. Does machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, when the Gemara says b'ki toiv, what does it mean? Does it mean the nates, or does it mean the alois ha-shachar? Rashi says it means the netzachama. Tosfos says it means the alois ha-shachar. says the Chasam Sofer, that their machloikis here is connected to this machloikis. Rashi holds that the concern is because of mazikim. And because it's mazikim, we have to wait till Netzach Hama when we don't have to worry about the mazikim anymore. Tosfos, whoever holds that the chashash is because it's dark, it's my life. I don't have to worry about that. The Bnei Yeshua asks a question. Our Gemara says that what's the raya that you have to wait to travel until it's day? Because the pasuk says, "Va'atem loytetsu mi'ish mi'pesach beisoy ad boiker." Ask the Pnei Yeshua, how could I bring a raya from that pasuk? That was talking about Makas Bechoris. By Makas Bechoris, we know, as our Gemara teaches us, Nitin Rishus L'Mashvis, V'lo Ha'ya Mafchim B'Tzadik L'Rosha. So it was a time of great danger. Since it was a time of great danger, that's why there's a special concern that you shouldn't travel only by day. But how could we bring a raya to a regular trip which isn't an Ashas Sakana? So the Pnei Yeshua answers that we know that in Mitzrayim it really wasn't the Mashkes that caused the danger. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvoidoy Ba'atzmai, as we say in the Haggadah every year by the Seder, V'Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ani V'loy Malach. So when we say Ein Rishus L'Mashkes Ein Mafchin, that's a regular mazik. A regular mazik indeed cannot tell the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Here we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who's a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha. And the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to wait till the morning is because of the Chilul Hashem, that the Mitzrayim will say that the Jews escaped by night because by them as well the Bechayrim died and they didn't want anybody to recognize. The Ben Yoyada gives a different teretz. He says that the Gemara is based on the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "V'atem loytetsu ish mi'pesach beiker." Ish mi'pesach beisoy. What does the Pasuk have to add the word ish? It should have said, "V'atem loytetsu ad beiker." To teach us that not only were they not allowed to leave the city, they weren't even allowed to go from home to home. Even though there's no worry about a mashkes, still, since it was the pasuk wants to teach us that you shouldn't walk at night. Again, this pshat would be a raya to the Ri's approach that the chashash is mazikim. Because if the chashash is because you don't know the road, going from one person's house to another house, you don't have to worry about that in the town you live. The Gemara began with the words, La'olam yikonas adam b'ki toiv, v'yetze b'ki toiv. And the Farshim asks, why does the Gemara have to say the word La'olam? So the Ian Yaakov says the reason the Gemara uses the word La'olam is to teach us that even if it's light, still, the moonlight or other light, still don't travel at night. Again, a raya to the pshat of the Ri, that it's not specifically connected to not knowing the road. The Ben Yoyada says the reason the Gemara uses this language is to teach us that even if you're going out for Dvar Mitzvah, don't go at night. The Ben Yoyada asks another question. Why does the Gemara use a word in Kitoif? Wouldn't it have been better for the Gemara to use the word La'olam Yikonas Adam Ba'or V'yetze Ba'or? Enter the city when it's light and leave the city when it's light. So he answers that the Tana wants to teach us another lesson. And that's a lesson on the way a person should speak. A person, in everything that we do, we have to think about halacha. What do I mean when I say everything we do, we need to think about halacha? The halacha affects every part of our life. So if somebody wants to speak about a situation and wants to speak about two different sides of an equation, he shouldn't say, well, this will be good and this will be bad. He should always end off with something positive. So the Gemara wanted to teach us, La'olam yikanes, when you begin a conversation, begin the conversation b'ki toiv, v'yetze b'ki toiv, and then when you end the conversation, end the conversation on a positive note. Another pshat that I saw in the wording of the Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson in life. The Gemara is teaching us that how you begin something is going to have a profound influence on the entire extent of the activity. Therefore, says the Gemara, La'olam yikanes b'ki toiv. When you start something, you start it b'ki toiv, with the right perspective, with the right approach. If you will do so, v'yetze b'ki toiv, then you will end and it will have a success from beginning to end. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim explain. We know the Gemara says that while a child is in its mother's womb, melamdenai soi kol ha-Torah kula, they teach the child the entire Torah. But right before the child is about to be born, a malach comes and causes that the child should forget all of its learning. So there's an obvious question. What's the point of learning if you're going to forget everything you learned? The answer is, before the child begins his travel through life, we want to start him on the right track. So how do we start him on the right track? The way we start him on the right track is by teaching Kol HaTorah Kula. Afterwards, after he's begun that right track, then he's on his own. And of course, Torah that you learn without learning yourself is not considered Limud HaTorah. So we have to learn the Torah ourselves. But we want to create a situation where it begins on the right path. And that's why I saw a beautiful vort. We say in the Haggadah every year, B'chol dor v'dor, chayv odom liras es atzmai, k'la yotzo Mitzrayim. A person always has to be thinking as if he just left Mitzrayim. What is the lesson? The lesson is that we know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim in a tremendous madrega. Like we're learning, like we said earlier, they saw the Yad Hashem, they lived with a tremendous amuna. If we recognize that from there our entire existence and our entire hashkafa emanates, then we will be successful in our lives as well. Chayiv Adam Liris as Atzmai, Kil Yotzim Mitzrayim, with that hashkafa, and to continue with that hashkafa for the rest of his life.